This is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. I'm Phoebe Judge. A senior at UNC, Jeffrey Powell, has rigged up a prosthetic hand for a local 7-year-old boy. The hand is not made with high-tech prosthetic tools, though. It's made using a 3D printer. Were you surprised to find that you can actually make a working hand out of a 3D printer?
Yeah, it's kind of a new technology to me. When I first saw a story of this online, I just was kind of amazed at, like, not really as much as the fact that you could do it, but at how cheap that you could potentially do it with the right printers.
So take me through the process. How do you even start to construct one of these things?
So whatever you want to print off, whatever shape it is, whatever part, you have to design in a program called SolidWorks, a computer-aided design program. And luckily, there's actually 3 different designs for prosthetic hands that are already out there. So what I did was start with the most basic, and it was a big learning process the whole time of both how the designs worked, how they didn't work, and how to use the 3D printer. But ultimately, third time was the charm, and the third design worked, and we were able to get it printed out in a pretty good quality.
So I'm sitting here next to a 7-year-old boy who has a hand that is working. So I guess my next question is, does it work? It does work. Can you describe what I'm looking at here?
So, yeah,
working hand.
It's great. He can open it and close the hand. It will allow him to, you know, grasp water bottles, cups, toys, things like that. And, you know, he's not going to be able to move individual fingers yet, but it will hopefully allow him to do some things that you simply have to have 2 hands to do.
So can you tell me what's on your hand?
It's the prosthetic hand Jeff was talking about.
So what is it? Can you show me how it works? How does it work?
So when I bend my hand into a fist, the fingers close, and when I bend out,
they open.
They open.
And is it hard to work? Is it easy to work, or is it just like making a fist?
Well, it hasn't made a full fist yet, actually.
It's almost there, but the fingers aren't absolutely touching your palm.
Yeah. That kind of bothers me a little, but it isn't like,
You're not so frustrated. You can work with it. And how did you learn how to use the hand? Was it hard to learn how to use?
No, actually, it's really easy to use. You just bend your hand in and boom, it closes.
So what kinds of things do you use it for? What kind of things can you do with it?
You can pick up things that require 2 hands.
So we have a cup here. Can you pick up? Jeff is going to pour the water out of the cup. We've got a cup. So can you try to pick up that cup with your hand? 2 hands. So you're holding the cup with your hand now, and you're making that just by squeezing your fist.
Yeah.
Wow. So what does it feel like to have this fancy new hand? Is it cool?
Yeah. It really is different from anybody, but unlike when I didn't have this hand and it just was playing on its own.
So do you wear your hand a lot? Do you wear it all the time?
Actually, no.
You only wear it some special occasions.
Well, one time my skin got irritated with the plastic, so Jeff took it back. So I had to wait a little while
before you could wear it again. And this is your first day with the hand back, right?
Yeah.
You just got it back because Jeff added padding, and so now hopefully that'll help your hand, your skin, not be irritated.
Yeah. I'm not sure if it's finished yet because this is the first one.
So this hand, you keep squeezing it down. So what you're saying is that when you get a little more practice in, you're going to be able to make that a tight fist, right, and pick up anything. You're picking up the cup again now.
Or trying to.
Yeah. Well, you're doing a great job. So, Jeff, how does Holden actually make this work? He's just picking up this cup. How is he even doing this?
So there's tendons. It's fishing line, really, that stretch from the back of the wrist part all the way to the tip of the fingers. And when he moves his wrist in, it basically increases the distance from the tip of the fingers to the back of the wrist. And since this fishing line, it doesn't stretch, it doesn't give, then it pulls the fingers in and it causes them to close. Then when he moves his wrist back into its normal position, there's another set of tendons that actually are stretchable that then pull the fingers back into their original position.
It's like a remarkably simple concept here.
Yes, yes.
It's fishing line.
Yes, yeah. It's a great great example of a simple but not it's simple but elegant solution to a problem.
I just figured out a way to move the fingers individually.
Hey, well, that seems kind of like a big deal.
It's that my hand has these little ridges, uh-huh. which the fishing line goes into and connects to the
wow, yeah, I
hand,
see.
The fingers. So if you pull that out, it goes in. That's how you can like make it flick and all that stuff.
Huh. So you're just going to practice some more, and pretty soon you'll be able to get all the
like
fingers
this.
In. Yeah. So, Jeff, this piece of this hand is cost something like $20.
Yes, it's approximately $20 worth of materials. As long as we've got the process down where it's efficient and we're not, you know, printing off parts that fail in waste, then, yeah, it's down to $20 per hand, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah, I think we're used to hearing prosthetics and bionic anything and all of thousands and thousands of dollars and insurance companies. Is this the future of prosthetics, something as simple as this?
Yes, I think so. What's great about this is, you know, if you just have a 3D printer and, you know, a little bit of knowledge about the process, anyone can make one of these themselves. So a big if for now, but as you know, as these technologies advance and these printers become better, cheaper, more accessible, same way like inkjet printers did when they first came out, they were, you know, so expensive, and now you can't get rid of one if you tried. Then people will be able to do these themselves for, you know, $20 like we've done.
I think you should tell them about that. You don't even need $1,000.
To make your hand.
To make one of these hands.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think you should tell them that they only need 20.
Yes.
And let me tell you something. if I got a 3D printer and a computer that links to it, could build one of these.
Yes, yeah. And, you know, the design itself, too, has advanced so much over the past year that it could be obsolete in a year, and there's just a completely better model out there we can print. It's just great. This kind of open source community has really done a lot to get this design and designs like it out there for free. And, you know, possibilities are endless.
Well, great. Well, thank you both very much for coming in and talking to me about this new hand.
You're welcome.
Jeffrey Powell is a senior at UNC. He's studying biomedical engineering. Holden Moore is 7 years old. He lives in Chapel Hill. I'm Phoebe Judge, and this is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.